Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
Well, spring has sprung, and that means your kids, hopefully, want to get outside. They've had cabin fever. They've been playing enough video games to make their eyes bleed. So now it's time for them to get outside and play. But the playgrounds are muddy, or maybe the equipment looks a little rusty. How do you know if the equipment at your playground is good, and what should you be on the lookout for safety-wise? My guest is Dr. Corey Cross, spokesman for the American Academy of Pediatrics. So, Dr. Cross, playground safety, what do we do? Let's start with the playground, and then we'll move to our own backyards. At the playground, what should we be looking for?
We want to make sure that after the long winter, while things are thawing out, that you don't see anything that's rotting, obviously that the ropes are still intact. You really just want to take a once-over and walk around the structure, because you might be one of the first families who are there now that it's all defrosting and checking it out. You want to make sure that you don't see any screws sticking out. You want to make sure that any wooden area is free of splinters. You just want to check, and it's really common sense, but you just have to take the time to look. Make sure that everything seems sturdy. If you get up on something and it seems a little wobbly, don't assume that the, you know, Department of Recreation has been there and has actually okayed the structure. They may not have gotten into it yet. So if it doesn't seem good to you, it's probably not safe to be on.
So parents should kind of go there ahead of time and look at things, and as their children are playing, kind of give it a little shake, give it a little look-see. And what do you do if you see that things don't look quite, you know what, you tell your kids, don't go on that right now. And then what do you do? Who do you tell?
I would say you could call the Department of Recreation. If you don't know that phone number, you can, of course, call your local police department. They can help. They may put a little tape up to say, you're right, this is not safe. If they're one of the rails on the top that a kid could just fall off of, is not in place, that's a big deal. They'll also want you to, you know, basically let them know where it is. So you want to make sure that maybe you take a picture that you could show them. That would all be really helpful. The other thing you want to check is the stuff on the bottom. So all these playgrounds, sometimes they're on wood chips, they're on sand, but sometimes they're on rubber surfaces. Those rubber surfaces can erode. So you want to make sure that there's nothing sticking up out of those surfaces. So you just want to really make sure that when your kid comes down that slide, that they're going to land on something nice and soft. So you just want to, you know, have a heads up and pay attention.
Well, the muddiness and goose poop aside, looking into, oh my gosh, it gets so bad at the parks around now. Now, what about our own backyards? You know, maybe you have playground equipment, or, you know, you have a wooden fenced-in garden or any of these things, and the kids want to get out there and start throwing a ball around.
Right. So here it's your own backyard, so it's really your responsibility. So you have to realize that you're the only person doing this. There's nobody else who's going to come around and check it later. So if you have that play structure, you really want to make sure that it's very sturdy. So if that means that you really try to shake it, that you maybe hang from the rings or the monkey bars above, because it should be able to usually hold an adult's weight, you want to make sure that it's sturdy. You want to make sure that those chains that are holding the swing up, that they're actually still, they have the closed S-hooks, that everything still is as it should be, that nothing, none of the plastic has cracked, and that surface that it's on, again, doesn't need to be replaced or replenished, depending on what it is. So you want to check all of that in your own backyard and make sure that there's been no erosion and that there has been no decay, making sure that the kids aren't going to get a splinter or anything else.
I still don't even trust the S-hooks on a swing. If I go higher than about a foot and a half, I'm afraid those hooks are going to unhook from the top. So I always like the ones that are like, you know, the belay ones that close up completely.
Yeah, but those are definitely better. Unfortunately, a lot of them come with the S-hooks, and then you do have to, a lot of people don't realize, you do have to make sure that you use something to actually close those, because they need to be closed when you're swinging.
Yeah, I'm so scared of those. I've never liked them. Now, what about other play equipment? Kids are starting to take their bicycles down from the garage, and, you know, they want to check the tires and make sure the spokes didn't, you know, rust during the winter. Do parents go through the bikes, too, and all of those kinds of toys?
Absolutely. They should go through the bikes. They should, I mean, a lot of those things, if they're stored properly, nothing's going to happen during the winter. But you do want to remind your kids that they need to use their helmets at all times. You need to make sure that you review safety instructions. So with the playground, you want to make sure that your kids remember, hey, don't run in front of the swing. You know, with the bikes and the scooters, you want to make sure that they remember, if you're on something with wheels, you've got a helmet on. You also want to make sure, and this is something with play equipment that we don't often talk about, but that kids aren't, you know, tumbling and doing all this stuff up there, going down the slides and playing with things around their necks. unfortunately, as a resident, I saw a horrible story where a girl put a lanyard from her father's work, you know, it was one of his work IDs, around her neck, went down a slide, and it got stuck, and she ended up strangling herself. So you want to make sure that anything that you have around your child's neck has a breakaway strap. It's just not safe to be doing flips over monkey bars or anything like that with something around your neck. So that's very important that a lot of parents don't realize. And you also want to make sure that the equipment that you're using for your child, whether it's a bike, a scooter, or even playground equipment, is the right size. So if they're on the right size swings, that maybe this isn't a playground for, you know, a three-year-old, it's a playground that's intended for a seven-year-old. These things have really age and size restrictions, and you want to make sure that you're respecting that.
So when we're figuring out all this stuff, the winter's come and gone, your children have grown a little bit. And, you know, we talk about so much on this show, Dr. Cross, about concussion and in sports. But, you know, you mentioned wearing a helmet on bikes and skateboards and scooters. And after the winter, your kids have grown. Maybe their helmet doesn't fit them the same way. Do you know or can you tell us how a helmet really is supposed to fit, how far down it's supposed to come?
Absolutely. So when there are lots of ways that you can adjust your helmet. Sometimes they have little pads that have been put in there, so it might be time to take some of those paddings out. Some of them are removable, some aren't, so you have to know your helmet. There's also sometimes little things you can turn to make the actual circumference of the helmet bigger. You want to make sure that the straps are basically going on either side of the ear, that's going underneath the neck, and that there's not a lot of play down there, and that it's sitting level with the forehead. I would say for anyone who hasn't ever looked at this online, really, if you just Google how a helmet should fit a child online, there's wonderful pictures. Almost every helmet comes with those directions, but people usually throw them out. Look at a picture, because a picture is worth a thousand words, but make sure that that helmet is snug, because if it's moving around, it is not going to help your child. The point is to have it nice and snug against the head so that it absorbs the impact. If there's a lot of play in that helmet, they're not going to like that. So, I mean, that's not going to be helpful. Often kids don't like that because they feel like it's tight, but once they get used to it, they really don't mind it at all. Just make sure that you're getting a helmet that's not going to pinch their chin, and really that's just, it's so important to keep our heads safe.
So kids get to play. We've checked out all the equipment. No rust. Their bikes are all tuned up. They're wearing their helmets. They go on the monkey bars or they do something like that. We can't prevent every little injury. And you're
no,
a pediatrician. I mean, when kids are going to fall, they're going to twist an ankle, they're going to hurt a wrist, they're going to bump their head. As a parent, give your best advice in our last minute and a half here for really getting parents out to the playground with their children, playing with their children, the importance of that so that maybe those accidents don't happen quite so often because we're actually there playing with them.
Right. I mean, whenever a child tries something new, they're more than likely going to fall off, whether it's riding a bike, scootering, trying the monkey bars. Nobody's an expert at anything when they first start. But as parents, it's our responsibility to encourage kids to try again. And when they do just hurt themselves just a little, that falling off the bike or maybe that falling down from the monkey bars, not making a huge deal of it. Making sure they're okay, of course, but being like, okay, let's shake it off and let's start it again. Because you need to raise a kid who has perseverance and who has the courage to keep trying to do things. And being outside and being physically active is so good, not just for their bodies, but for their brains. It's really just so important to be physically active and to get outside. And being there with your child makes it such a wonderful experience. And it also makes sure that you can let them know that maybe if they're climbing to the top of the monkey bars, that's not the best idea. But hanging from it below, if they fall, you're going to be just fine. So you can sort of give them guidance if you're there and paying attention and really interacting with your kid.
And the spring is certainly a great time, parents, to get out there and go with your children. Put pedometers on, get to the park, run around with your kids, play with them, because this is certainly the time of year for everyone to get active together. And what a great way to kind of come up from the winter doldrums and get outside and play with your kids. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Radio MD, and our expert guests are provided by the American Academy of Pediatrics and their consumer website, healthychildren.org. If you missed any of the great information, you can listen anytime, on demand or on the go, at radiomd.com. Thanks for listening and stay well.